November 23rd p.m. Govardhan.
Today, by the mercy of the Lord, thirty days of parikram have passed, and you have traveled to the 12 main forests of Vrindavan, and the sub-forests more than 12, and other forests also you could have darshan in these days. There, whatever pastimes of Bhagavan were performed in those places, those pastimes also you heard. Now you went to Khadirvan,
Kokilvan,
Javat,
Kokilvan,
Choti, Badi Bethan, Choti Charan Pahadi,
Kotvan.
You had darshan of all these places and you came back. The pastimes of those places definitely must have been described. Today is the Nitya Lila Pravishta, the most respectable Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Pramod Puri Goswami's Maharaj disappearance day is today. On this very day,
he
went into the eternal pastimes. In Bengal, in the East Bengal, in some very nice aristocratic rich Brahmin family, he had taken birth. Right from his childhood, he had attraction towards dharma naturally. Staying in the home, he studied
and
he also completed his graduation. And after that, he was a very good writer. In some magazine also.
Auditor, kaun patrika?
In some editor. What was the name of the magazine? He's asking. Earlier. He was an editor in some magazine. Publisher and editor he was. When some of Prabhupada's disciples went in his village and he heard the glories of Prabhupada,
so then
Prabhupada, he was colored in the Prabhupada's color and mood, and then he went to the mat and he took the shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. Diksha and Shiksha he accepted from Prabhupada. Paramananda Brahmachari was the name given to him by Srila Prabhupada. And first of all, in he was appointed as the editor of Nadia Prakash, the magazine. Many days he worked like this, many years. And then monthly Gaudiya Patrika, the Gaudiya magazine, also he was participating in that, was contributing. Very soft person he was. very gentle person. Prabhupada saw his qualification and he gave him the title Maha Upadeshak. I think Maha Upadeshak is sir. Whenever he would speak some Harikatha or Kirtan, he would just close his eyes. He would never keep his eyes open. Having the darshan of Krishna, he used to speak who got up, who is sitting, who what they are doing. He did not see all these things. Like this, till the time of Prabhupada, taking various positions, he served his Gurudev. And at the time of disappearance of Prabhupada, in Gaudiya Math, because there were some disturbances, some which most of the qualified disciples, the exalted sannyasis, disciples of Prabhupada, they were bound to leave that place. He also left this place. In Chunchura, in our Math near my Gurudev, he came earlier. Maybe he took sannyas from this Uriya from Vaikhanas Maharaj. From Vaikhanas Maharaj, the very one of the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada, very scholar in Sanskrit. He was a great astrologer also. He came in our mat. That time Guruji, he gave him the service to Gurudev, was given, and I was serving him to make him serve meals. When he used to go to take bath in the Ganga, then I used to take his uttariya and other clothes and kamandalu I used to take. And when he used to come, I used to also take bath along with him and come back. One day, there was everything I had left but one lota from my past ashram was there with me. I was taking that at the banks of Ganga. We were taking bath. Then that pot, that lota, tide came and it just got lost in that tide. When I saw around that, oh, it is not there, then Puri Maharaji started laughing. He said, very nice, that whatever you had left from your past ashram belongings, that also is gone. So like this, I used to stay with him sometime. After that, he Pujapad Nitya Pravishma Vishnu Bhad Srishimad Bhakti Dayat Vadav Maharaj Goswami Maharaj. He was in his association and used to preach all over, and then he used to again edit his magazine in Chaitanya Vani, the magazine. Everything he used to write, publish it, everything he used to take care about this. And wherever he used to go, he used to travel with him. After that, after a few days, he in Kalna, he established a mat. And then in Mayapur also, Gopinath Gaudiya Mat. In Vrindavan also, one Gopinath Gaudiya Mat he established. Very wonderful writer he was. In Jagannath Puri also. In Jagannath Puri, when I used to go, wherever he used to stay, maybe in Calcutta or Mayapur, or Puri, I definitely used to go and see him. And what books I was writing, publishing, I used to give him. He used to say, you also should, when you publish, you give me also some of your books. And when he used to see these books that I used to publish, he used to be very happy. And oh, in Hindi language, you are publishing so many books. I give you my very, very special blessings. Very, he used to have a lot of affection for me. And whenever I used to take every book to his lotus hands. Whenever I used to publish, he used to be very happy when I used to give him. In the end moments, he used to not speak much. Then for his darshan, I went to Puri Math. He was just lying down, quiet. But I went. Then I said,
oh,
I am your servant, Narayan Maharaj. He opened his eyes and he became very happy. I spoke some words. Although it was forbidden for him to speak much, but still he spoke some few words with me. And then I offered him my pranam to him. And after a few days, I think he left body. He went into the eternal abode. Today, on this date of his disappearance, I pray at his lotus feet that on all of us he may be merciful, so that we also can attain Shuddha Bhakti the way he was able to preach, and that same Guru Nishtha we also should have. He was very dear to my Guru Maharaj, our Param Gurudev. My Guru Maharaj used to have a lot of affection for him. Guru Maharaj, he was Vinod Da, the elder brother, and he always used to call him Vinod Da. Oh, Vinod, the elder brother, Sannyasi or whoever, they used to just call him Vinod Da, Vinod, the elder brother, like this. And Guru Maharaj used to become very happy in his association. He used to consider him, somebody used to call him Maharaj. No, nobody used to call him like this, Maharaj. Everybody used to call him Vinod Da, everybody. To my Guru Maharaj, everybody used to call him Vinod Da. Now also when somebody is speaking about him, Vinod Da. In Mayapur, Muslims or other old people who are left still alive, they call him, address him as Vinod Da. Then Puri Maharaj is Jai. Translation. Oh, sorry. I got it.